Wow, quite a market today. The big question now is, how bad does it get? How long does this downside last? Are we really in bear territory? I want to get into all of that today because there's some indicators that I really think you need to be watching out for, specifically when it comes to volatility in this market. That's partly what's going to signal to you when it's really, you know, when it's really getting near the end, shall we say. But there's a belief out there, and I understand it, that this is going to get worse before it gets better. Let's get into all of it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. It is good to have you here today. As we go to air here, we've got a market that's been seeing tremendous downside, down roughly 1,000 points there on the Dow, now down around 500 or so. We'll see how this winds up shaking out. But I think the reality is this. Americans, investors, everywhere are waking up to the reality that you can't have this sort of fictitional growth in the stock market that's not based on relevant growth within the rest of the economy. And as we increasingly look at a stagflation-like environment, and that's what we're looking at right now, there are questions as to whether or not earnings will continue coming in with positive growth. And, you know, we'll see how this plays out. There's been some big misses, right? You've got Goldman Sachs, which missed last week. You've got Netflix, which again took it on the chin today, down about 5% in trading because it's not growing as quickly as people had anticipated. All of this affects sentiment. Microsoft, Apple, both which have earnings this week, down about 2%. Tesla down about 5%. Clearly, there's some jitters out there, and there's some jitters because you can't have such an inflationary environment without any growth. And that's the real fear right now. You got last week's jobless claims, which showed an uptick. You've got so many supply chain problems that are a continuation of this whole COVID nightmare. And that's not going to change anytime soon. I mean, it's not like you can flip a switch and say, okay, the supply chains are back on. You still have ships on the West Coast that are struggling to offload. You've got a need for truckers to then take all of those products and get them out to Americans. I don't know about you, but every time I go to the grocery store, it's like you can't get what you need. Cream cheese for the bagels, forget about it. I haven't seen it in about a month. You know, my family likes 2% low-fat milk. Good luck. I mean, I'm like, you're going to have to drink whole milk for now. Or oat milk for that matter, because there's plenty of oat milk on the shelves, but no 2%. I mean, this is crazy to me. It's like we're in some kind of, Soviet Union type environment where you don't have the food on the grocery store shelves. And it doesn't matter where I go. And I live in the Northeast. It's like Whole Foods, Stop and Shop, Fresh Market, you name it, the local store. They do not have the goods. So these supply chain problems are real. They're pronounced and they're not getting any better. So you couple that together with the inflation that we're all experiencing. And the danger here is that companies do not see enough growth to fortify a continuation of hiring. I know that everybody's like, oh, and I like, you can't hire. And there's truth to that, right? Because people have made a decision to stay home, perhaps getting used to that during the pandemic. They've figured out a way to make it work and they don't want to be back at work. But at some point, companies are going to say, okay, well, we don't even want to hire more because we're not growing enough to justify it. And so we're in this very weird situation right now where the Federal Reserve is trying to address this problem with inflation, but I'm not confident they're going to be able to figure it out. I'm really not. I mean, no one has the stomach for 16% interest rates like we saw back in the early 80s. Courtesy of Paul Volcker and Ronald Reagan, who was president at the time, as they tried to deal with all that inflation that we had experienced during the Carter years. And eventually, because of those high interest rates and a very aggressive policy, we did manage to get inflation in check. Are we willing to do that again today? I mean, think about where we would be heading if we really wanted to get inflation under wraps. I don't know if there's the stamina for that, which tells me that the inflation is going to continue to be a problem. I want to get to one of our sponsors right now. It actually is quite fitting that we're talking about gold and inflation today because gold is one of those things that helps you hedge against an inflationary environment. which I think is just the new reality. I mean, really, I've predicted massive inflation for some time. We're now looking at a 7% increase in consumer prices. I expect that by spring and going into summer, you could see double digits in terms of the uptick in the prices of consumer goods. And by the way, that doesn't even include things like housing, right? Housing, which people need and consume, it doesn't even include that. Gas prices are up significantly. Food prices are up significantly. All of this is weighing on people's ability to spend money on other things, discretionary items, which has an effect on the economy and therefore an effect on the stock market. Anyway, it's the reason why I keep saying you got to be diversified. You got to be diversified. And part of that diversification includes looking at precious metals, things like gold. Gold, which has been around forever, thousands and thousands of years, and really has proven itself as an excellent way to hedge against inflation. So take a look at gold. Take a look at gold. And when you do, call my friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Wonderful family-owned company, been around about 40 years. They can help you navigate this space, whether it be through a gold-backed IRA or whether it be through like buying the stuff, the physical stuff yourself so you can keep it in the basement or in your safe deposit box at a bank. Gold is one of the ways that you can best hedge against this inflation. So call Legacy Precious Metals today, 1-866-589-0560. Again, the number is 1-866-589-0560. But investors need to be worried right now, especially if you need this money sort of in the near term. I think that you've got to think about your time horizon right now. Is this money that you need this year, next year to live on? By the way, I hope you're not investing what you need to live on in the market, right? You need to make sure that you have that emergency fund, that you're set up, able to withstand these massive swings in the marketplace. Because, you know, if you can't, then you will have problems. But if you need this money in the here and now, I think you have good reason to be very, very nervous here, because I think we're going into a challenging economic time. And there's reason to believe that it's going to get worse before it gets better. I know that in part because I'm watching very closely the volatility index known as the VIX, which I always keep an eye on because it's a measurement of fear. And what we see with the VIX today is that it's not anywhere near the levels that we saw, say, in November of 2008, after Lehman Brothers went out of business, or even in March of 2020, when it was clearly the thick of COVID and the whole country had shut down. Actually, in March 2020, we were up around 65 on the VIX. And back in 2008, we were in the 70s on the VIX. And I think it's really just important to keep that in mind and keep it in perspective. As we watch the VIX today, we see it's up about 13%, trading around 32. So up there, but nonetheless, it shows you that this is not sort of full capitulation, even though you've seen a 10% downturn in what we're looking at in the NASDAQ. Meaning, yes, it could get worse before it gets better. And it's the reason why I wouldn't say, you know, go all in. Although, you know, look, I mean, I think a lot of people said today when it was trading off 1,000, it was time to get a little bit back in and to nibble. What I would say is you want to be sharpening your pencil right now. You want to be looking for companies, good companies that have been, you know, sold unnecessarily. And how do you know what those good companies are? I mean, you've got to watch the earnings trajectory. You've got to watch the growth prospects. You've got to think about companies that that maybe you use, right, in your everyday life. I mean, that's one of the best ways. It's one of the ways that Warren Buffett always expressed an interest. I mean, I personally am most excited still, despite the downside, by some tech companies, because I'm a big believer in the future of the internet, this sort of next leg in the internet, if you would, Web 3.0, as they call it. And so the companies that are going to be involved in that space are very interesting to me, including some of the chip companies. Nonetheless, you should be just thinking about this moment as a chance to sharpen your pencil and think about what it is that you want to buy. If you're a more conservative investor, you want to be looking for dividend paying companies, you know, sort of the staples out there that will give you a good dividend, a good return, and maybe not be so subjected to the volatility in this marketplace. But I do think that given the uncertainty right now, which is in part a result of whatever the Federal Reserve is going to do, a part of the result of whatever we're going to do vis-a-vis Ukraine and Russia, all that uncertainty is leading to potentially more challenging times ahead for this market. You know, and I hate that there's all this uncertainty out there. I hate that for everyday Americans. I do think that this administration's policies in terms of Ukraine, in terms of wanting to spend more money, which then increases inflation even more, all of this has really contributed in so many ways to the inflation we're seeing. And so it's one of the reasons why I want you to take a look at a wonderful group of concerned Americans that are working on behalf of retirees and older Americans in this country. It's called AMAC, the Association of Matured American Citizens. Again, one of the sponsors of this show, which is so great. I'm a member of this, 2 million members that they have worldwide, or at least here in the U.S. And everyone is thinking long and hard about how to fight this out of control spending, all this out of control spending, which is leading to more and more inflation. Build Back Better. The president's Build Back Better scheme is basically, well, in my estimation, kind of a big problem for an economy that is already struggling with inflation. If we were to see this actually succeed, and they want it to succeed, Democrats want it to succeed, it would actually mean more inflation, which hurts everyday Americans, including our seniors, seniors that are living on a fixed income. And yet Congress is plotting more legislation to try and actually get this one through. So this is why midterm elections are so important. It really is going to come down to a battle, in my estimation, of freedom versus socialism. And you know what side of the equation I'm on for that one. So unlike some of the liberal groups out there, AMAC is America's conservative, action-oriented, 50-plus organization. They are fighting every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. So I urge you right now, join the organization. Join the organization. Be part of AMAC now. You're going to receive all the great membership benefits that you could receive, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, and your membership will help support your values. So it's like, you know, AARP, except with your values in mind, your conservative principles. Go to AMAC.com/Regan to become a member, an AMAC member now. Again, AMAC.us/Regan to join the Association of Mature American Citizens. Because right now we are in a very precarious spot in terms of some of the financial policy, the economic policy, and how that's playing out in our markets. Now, I can't blame everything. If you know me, you know, I'd probably like to blame everything on Joe Biden. I think this team has done a very poor job from an economic policy standpoint. But then again, they haven't actually gotten anything through, which is good, right? I mean, they're trying. But that Build Back Better would have been hugely problematic. I also blame not just this team, but the Federal Reserve, who could have moved sooner on interest rates and yet chose over and over and over again to sort of ignore the elephant in the room, which I've been pounded about since June of 2020, and that's inflation. And so we are looking forward to hearing from the Federal Reserve today. It's one of the reasons why you're seeing all this volatility. We're looking forward to hearing them on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. This is their policy meeting. And the expectation is that they are going to start upping rates. Now, the question is, when do they do it? People hope that this week will be about sort of setting the tone and getting everybody prepared, and they're going to come through with maybe 4 rate hikes. Goldman Sachs thinks it could be even more than 4 quarter point hikes this year. I would point out that even if you do the 4 quarter point hikes this year, it's not enough. It's actually not enough to get this inflation under control. I don't know how they're going to do it, because this is very reminiscent, and I was just a little kid, of the 1970s, but I'm a student of economic history, and I know what we went through then, and I worry about what we're going to go through now in terms of the scenario that's out there, right? The supply chain thing, it's added this whole sort of mess, this whole kink to everything, because it's not getting better. I mean, you have this great sick out going on. I mean, so many food companies you'll read about down south and in places like Arkansas haven't been able to actually get their product out because people are calling in sick because they are suffering from Omicron. I mean, all this plays out. That's the reason why you can't get the food on the grocery store shelves right now. But it's not just food. It's chip manufacturers. It's everything that's coming from all around the world. So inflation isn't going to actually ease anytime soon. And even if the Fed works through, you know, having higher rates, I don't think that that does the trick. That doesn't actually solve or fix the problem. So there's so much money out there, so much money chasing too few goods and services. And so the inflation is going to continue. And we really do run this risk of seeing mass stagflation. So cue the disco music and the disco ball and pull out those 70 bell bottoms pants, because we're going back to that. What do you need to think of as an investor? You need to think about how you protect yourself. It's one of the reasons why I advocate again for diversification, and I like things like gold, and I like things like real estate. And I still like looking at getting into this market and sharpening your pencil, because once that VIX, the volatility index, which measures fear in the marketplace, because it's measuring basically options contracts that investors are trying to put into place. Once you start to see that get into territory like 50, then you kind of know maybe you're reaching the end. I mean, it could get a lot worse. Okay, keep that in mind. It could get a whole lot worse. But ultimately, me, I'm still a believer in America. I'm still a believer in American markets and the American economy. I think that we've got some problems going on there in Ukraine. I think eventually they will be sorted out. I mean, we could be in this for a while, though, guys. Don't get me wrong. And I blame poor leadership for some of this, and the State Department for some of this. And if you look at what happened in Afghanistan, who's to say that's not going to repeat itself in some kind of different way? But again, a messed up situation there in Ukraine and Russia. So be aware. You've also got, you know, China trying to take advantage as well, sending ships that are sitting off the coast of Taiwan. I mean, you have a whole bunch of sort of global international challenges at play that could affect, of course, sentiment. It could affect earnings and therefore the market. So all of those things are out there, and they're probably going to continue to be out there for the foreseeable future. But again, watch that VIX. Watch that VIX. Look for the opportunity. When it starts getting into the 50s, you really want to start thinking seriously about how you are positioning your portfolio. But before you do that, by the way, just another quick word from one of our sponsors, SelectQuote.com. It's so important you have life insurance. I mean, there's things that, you know, I talk about having some savings so that you're not depending on your money in the market. You want that emergency fund. I mean, some people have said 3 months. I'd say minimum 6 months, longer if you can do it. You want that emergency fund saved up so you're not dependent on what's going on in the stock market. And the other thing that you want to make sure that you have life insurance, right? That's, to me, the cost of doing business. If you have a family, if you have loved ones, you want to make sure that you have your life insurance. It's one of the things that I just fundamentally believe in. You want to protect your family. I protect my family with life insurance. You need to be doing the same. So if you don't have life insurance, do listen up right now, because it's actually going to help you knock one of those big items off of your list. Here we are, new year, right? New year, new you. Think about doing some of these things that are absolutely critical. And you don't want to just use any company for this, because it's kind of complicated, and you want to make sure that somebody's giving you the best value. And that is why I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been in business for over 35 years. It's helped so many people save 50% or more, because it does some of the shopping for you. You're shopping high quality, highly rated insurance carriers. In fact, SelectQuote found, get a load of this, a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. $19 a month, very, very affordable. And it's so affordable that there's really no excuse for not actually doing this. So protect your family, protect everything you've worked for. Go to selectquote.com. You're going to get a quote for free, 100% free, 100% free. It takes only minutes. So do me this favor. Take a couple of minutes out of your day to get that free quote. Go to selectquote.com. That's selectquote.com today. Full details on sample policy and carrier ratings at selectquote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors, not available in all states. But anyway, the bottom line here is you need to think about protecting yourself. You need to think about protecting your family. And you need to think about how dicey, right, it could get in the months ahead. Like I said, long term, I'm a big believer in America, a big believer in the American economy, a big believer in the American stock market. But that's long term. I mean, it could get really choppy here in the interim. So be thoughtful right now. Make sure that you don't have all your eggs in one basket. Do make sure that you're diversified. One of the best ways perhaps to ride this out is to just dollar cost average into this market. It's what I advocate every Friday. You take your money. Don't take, you know, if you can do it automatically and they just take it right out of your paycheck, that's the best way because you don't even see it, right? It's just gone. It goes into this market. And even though things are going down, if you can capture that downside with some regularity, that will be helpful over the long term. But again, just remembering that you don't need the money tomorrow. You're like me, a believer in the long-term health of this country. I think that, yes, there are political challenges. You know that I feel very strongly about that. There are also challenges in terms of our monetary policy. I feel very strongly about that as well. But we will overcome it. I'm convinced of that. And I do think that there's things to be excited about, including Web 3.0, including this sort of new metaverse that we're all moving into. And no, Facebook's not going to own it. I think there's going to be a lot of different players and a lot of different opportunities in that space. But in the interim, it's going to get kind of rocky here. So buckle up, be ready, and watch the VIX. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Do me that favor. Give it a thumbs up on Rumble or on YouTube, wherever you're watching. And join me over on Locals. On Locals this week, on Friday, I'm going live. So you can talk to me live on Locals. Again, that's trishregan.locals.com, trishregan.locals.com. And I'd love to have you there. I'd love to have you as a subscriber. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. And of course, live on Rumbles, on Locals, which actually, by the way, is part of Rumble, I should point out. So we're all on the same team there on Friday. Thanks so much, guys.